May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, bringing you your daily message of hope. As we enter into today's daily message of hope, we are able to consider how the Lord is working in the lives of young people, the lives of students, the students on university campuses. And as such, today I'm very privileged to bring to you, through today's message of hope, Daniel Rich, a student at Ohio State University here in Columbus, in Central Ohio. Daniel comes from Paris, Ohio, originally, but now is a student at Ohio State. Daniel is incredibly involved at the Newman Center, as well as St. Paul's Outreach, commonly called SPO. So welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much, Father. I appreciate it.
Am I allowed to say SPO?
Oh,
or is
yes,
it St. Paul's Outreach?
Okay, yep,
St.
Paul's. SPO.
It's like SPO at OSU in CBUS.
Yes.
Like, people are like, I don't know what you just said. So you're involved in St. Paul's Outreach and Newman Center at Ohio State University. You've been there for 2 years now as a student?
That's correct, yes.
Nice. Now, what are you majoring in?
I study philosophy and religious studies, which has been a ton of fun.
So you enjoy headaches. That's nice.
Something like that.
Okay. Now, considering, by the way, are you what we call a cradle Catholic? Are you a convert, a revert?
Yes, sir.
I'm avert.
I am a cradle Catholic. My family is all Catholic, and my parents very much value Catholic education growing up. So myself and my two older brothers all went through Catholic grade school. So the Catholic faith has been a part of my life for ever since the beginning. Yes.
Beautiful. And what's the earliest memory you have of learning about our Lord?
I remember... Oh, that's such a great question. I remember...
I'm full of them.
Very good. I very much remember classes leading up to First Communion, and our school had provided us with these books that were just for First Communion. Like, we had our religion class textbook,
sure,
but then we also had the First Communion book.
Yeah.
And we all knew that the First Communion book was coming, and we were very excited. So I remember... very much enjoying that class, and I even remember my First Communion, so I think that would probably be my earliest memory of the faith, and yes, yeah.
By chance, who is the saint you took when you were confirmed?
Saint Joseph.
As in the Joseph?
The Joseph, oh. Foster Father of Christ, yes.
Wow. Awesome. Now, considering how you were raised in the Holy Faith and how you looked forward to receiving our Lord in Holy Communion, you were confirmed, you took the name Joseph, and now you're at Ohio State University. When you consider how involved you are at the university as a student in your classes, your studies, your homework, your preparations for what you're learning, and then as a part of that, you have your formation that you're experiencing as a young Catholic man who practices the faith by going to the Newman Center, and then you're also involved in the life of the church through St. Paul's Outreach. What would you say is the greatest change you have seen in yourself as a result of your involvement, or going to college and then becoming involved at SPO and Newman Center?
Absolutely, yes. So growing up, I was never a part of youth group or anything like that. But when I came to Ohio State, I think it was just the second month I was here, I went on just like a one and a half day retreat called New Beginnings. And at this retreat, one of the amazing student speakers mentioned in this talk that if we can know the will of God for ourselves, and we choose against his will, then we're going to immediately we'll be falling short of the perfection of the fulfillment that he can have in store for us. And that hit me like a 2x4 round of the head. And I was like, whoa.
That's setting the bar pretty high,
yes,
but a good way.
It struck me. God is actually fascinated with my life. He's fascinated by me. And I had never considered that before. So kind of from that retreat, I dove into my faith in a really new and fresh way, because I realized that the person of Christ Jesus is alive, and he wants relationship with me, and I want relationship with him. And what I was so blessed by was with this new fervor that I had coming off of this retreat, was that there are so many outlets and communities to get plugged into to help nurture my faith.
Yeah.
So it's been incredible.
And you would have been like, what, 18 when you went on that retreat?
I was 18, yes.
As a freshman?
Yes.
And how old are you now?
I'm 20 now.
So you've been there a couple of years. How did what you realized on that retreat as a freshman at the university campus, I mean, how did that complement what you had learned about the Lord as a child, you know, or maybe how did it fulfill it or grow it, you know?
Absolutely. So growing up, especially through Catholic grade school, one thing that we definitely learned was the Lord's faithfulness. We would look at all of salvation history, and we would see how the Lord was so faithful to his people, even when his people might not have seen it. And that, I think that really struck me then. And that was kind of, I think, the foundation of kind of this reversion into my faith, was that the Lord is faithful. And even though I was really intimidated by the fact that, wow, I don't know where the Lord's going to take me now because I want to surrender to his will, I was able to, with that background, remember that the Lord is faithful, and he will not lead me where he cannot sustain me, that I needed to trust in that. It's been excellent.
Now, we have so many people throughout Ohio who all have connections to Ohio State University. I mean, some of them are like, you know, my cousin went there. Some of them might be, well, like every generation of my family since the Lord has created us, you know, has gone to OSU. And you're like, probably not that far back. But there's a strong connection in so many different parts of the state to Ohio State University. And truth be told, all over the country now, because you've got students there who study with you who are from probably all 50 states and many, many different countries. But to think that so many people, and rightfully so, because of the way the culture is, the society is, the world is, they send their son or their daughter off to university and they wonder, are they going to lose their soul? I mean, are they going to, is their heart going to become stone cold? You know, and just, are they going to settle for existence and no longer aim for living? So, you know, here you are, your experience was you were able to tap into this retreat at Ohio State University as an 18-year-old young man who was a freshman. And that retreat built upon the foundation you were given as a child in the family and at the Catholic school. So, you know, in today's Daily Message of Hope, we're throwing this out there. Like, if you have a child, maybe in grade school or in high school, and they're looking ahead to college, and you're thinking, well, the natural place is going to be for them to apply to a university or a college, maybe like Ohio State University. But you're thinking, I just don't want them to lose the faith. You know, here we have Daniel. He's sharing his witness, his experience, his own life of what he has firsthand encountered at Ohio State University through the faith. You know, it's not the university's doing, it's the church alive on the campus there. And you have maintained your faith. You got involved. So, I mean, if you're hearing this, it's just good to know that there are students at a big university living the faith, practicing the faith. You know, you highlight that you've tapped into St. Paul's outreach. We also know that we have focus missionaries there. There are Bible studies and retreats that are coordinated through the Newman Center there. Another thing that's important, and you know, I serve the church as a parish priest, and I'm not anywhere near Ohio State University, but I keep seeing Ohio State University students attend my church. So it's not like the students stay on campus, unless they have to, of course. But you know, I see them at Mass. So, I mean, you definitely go out to other parishes for Mass, and that's one of the, perhaps a great blessing from the location of the university. What are some of the churches you've gone to for Mass, maybe, or adoration or confession? For our listeners who are like, you know, where do the students go, you know, who are trying to practice the faith? Where have you gone to practice your faith and live out your faith in the sacraments of the church?
Yes, something that my friends and I mention frequently is really how blessed we are to be in the midst of the Diocese of Columbus that offers so many opportunities for things like daily Mass and adoration and that kind of thing. So I have taking advantage of the opportunities offered at the Newman Center, right on campus on Lane Avenue. I also go to Holy Name with Father Antonio very frequently. He's just like a block or two north of my house. And then I also attend Holy Family in St. Patrick's as well. But there are so many more parishes around, like even Immaculate Conception. There are countless others, Father, that just offer an array of different mass schedules and times for adoration. So we are truly blessed by everything that's offered to us through the diocese.
Now, here's something, like, since none of these programs are scripted, you know, and listeners don't always believe me, but it's true. They're not scripted. That's probably why it's so hard for me to get people to participate in that, because I just go with it. But, you know, we're coming to the end of our message of hope. How would you invite our listeners to allow the Lord to sustain the virtue of hope within their hearts, their minds, their souls, by considering, you know, what's going on in young people's lives and their hearts at OSU? You know, just what would you just throw out there saying, you know, keep the faith, maintain the hope, and live the love, because what?
This is good. Yes, our Father in heaven is a faithful one. And I guess I would challenge the listeners to consider what does security looks like? I think from my time just with the Lord on campus, I found that security actually isn't necessarily knowing what tomorrow looks like. It's not necessarily knowing what my career will look like in the future. It's not, you know, a particular relationship, having this relationship. Security is knowing that I am the possession of my Father, that I am His possession. So security isn't coming from me possessing any sort of knowledge or anything like that. It's just knowing that I am His possession. So I would encourage the listeners to really wrestle with that I am secure in the Father's love. I am pursued by Him. And there are so many individuals in whatever community that you're in that desire for you to grow in closer relationship with our Lord.
And there you have it. May the Lord give you His peace.